Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with today, Tom Fairbanks. Tom is normally my Friday producer and engineer, but Tom was called in because my Monday through Thursday producer, Ray Allen, is ill. But Tom, I'm glad you were able to come in.
Me too. I hope whatever he has is not going around,
yes,
but it might be.
We're cleaning the studio very, very, yeah, we've got a lot of wipes around right now.
I think you're going to be talking about that.
We are. We're going to be talking about that in a couple of minutes. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, February 18th, 2016, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and we're live streaming our show on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And of course, we've got free podcasts for you. All of our programs are on podcast, and pretty much every program we've done in the last 5 years, archived at buckmastershow.com. We have a very full hour as usual. We will be talking about the health of Pima County residents to start things off. Then at about 12:30, a newsmaker interview with former State Senator Kelly Ward. Senator Ward is a Republican hoping to unseat Senator John McCain in the Republican primary this summer, and we'll close out the show with Dr. Robert Hendricks. He is one of two dozen regular contributors to our program. Dr. Hendricks, a former superintendent of the year in Arizona, he is our education contributor. The live line number, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for us, 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of our program. We're on Facebook, have a very active presence there. It's under my name, easy to find. And we also do Twitter, that's at Buckmaster Show. Well, how healthy are residents of Pima County? Once every 3 years, something called the Community Health Needs Assessment is done to try to answer that question. And we'll talk about that and the recent assessment with Dr. Francisco Garcia. Dr. Garcia is Pima County Health Director, and Julia Strange is also with us. Julia is Vice President of Community Benefits at Tucson Medical Center. Julia and Dr. Garcia, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, before we talk about the community assessment about how healthy we are in Pima County, it seems like just about everyone I talk to has either had a cold or flu, or they have it currently. Dr. Garcia, kind of an update on flu in Arizona, specifically southern Arizona, and is this season unusual in any way?
You know, flu itself, and flu is a narrow disease category, flu itself is not any more frequent this year than it was last year. In fact, we're probably 300 cases fewer this year so far as we were compared to last year at the same time of the year. What we are seeing is that our emergency rooms and our hospitals are bursting at the seams for a variety of reasons. Yes, some of this may be flu-related. Some of this may be related to the other things that circulate in a community, our winter visitors, our gym show. But all of this is putting quite a bit of stress on our hospitals.
And when we see these surveys showing Arizona in the top five, certainly of flu cases in Arizona, that is not specifically about southern Arizona. They're talking about all of Arizona, and Maricopa County, the Phoenix area, has really been hard hit.
Yes, and actually the you know, ADHS came out about a week or so ago talking about sort of the level of flu in the state, and it really is driven by the numbers in Maricopa County where they've been particularly hard hit. Again, for us, it's been a little bit less of a hit, but you know, there's a lot of people who travel back and forth, and you can imagine that we will continue to experience something. Remember that the flu season is going to last a little bit.
So get a flu shot.
Absolutely. If you miss the opportunity, it's not too late. Our flu season usually lasts into early May. So please, definitely, it's a good time to think about this.
Julia Strange at TMC, you are bursting at the seams.
What's
going on over there?
We are very busy for many of the reasons that Dr. Garcia spoke to. We have our emergency department is already one of the busiest in the state, and we have definitely seen those volumes continue on some days to historic levels. We have an amazing team of doctors, nurses, and clinicians who've really come together. They're focused on innovative ways to get as many people in as quickly as possible, admitted, and to find a bed so that they can really expedite that through process and accommodate the demand. We also have a primary care center, primary care clinic that has same day appointments. So we're really encouraging people to, if you can, obviously the emergency room is there and we are ready to treat all who present. But if you can, access your primary care physician or go to an urgent care center, contact a primary care clinic that has same day appointments to really get in at that level rather than going into the busy emergency department.
But you have had patient counts at historic levels?
We have.
Wow.
We have been as busy as we have ever been. And again, our team has really come together. We're doing some really innovative kinds of things. We've got some adult patients who are on our pediatric ward as appropriate, and I'm really trying to
think outside the box.
Think outside the box. We have our nurse directors and our medical staff get together regularly to, multiple times per day to make sure that we are taking care of the patients, that they're safe, and that we're providing the level of care that they deserve and they expect.
All right. Thank you, Julia. Let's go to the live line. Tom has called us. Tom has called us at 790-2040, and he would like to ask a question about the flu. Go ahead, Tom.
Dr. Garcia, is it true that the less contact you have with people, that you're less likely that you'll get the flu, or does it not matter?
It completely matters. So flu is an infectious disease that is typically transmitted through your respiratory system. So being around people who are coughing and hacking up and breathing on you is going to make it more likely that you acquire the flu. Having said that, there are a few basic things that you can do. Make sure that you are washing your hands fastidiously when you encounter individuals. Make sure you're covering your cough. And please, for goodness sake, if you're feeling sick, stay home. Don't come into work and don't make others sick.
Julia, I want to now segue into this community health needs assessment. It's done every 3 years. What was TMC's role in that, and what were some of the takeaway messages that that you can give us to begin our conversation?
Tucson Medical Center joined with many partners in the community to work through and develop this community health needs assessment. It is a requirement for nonprofit hospitals as part of the Affordable Care Act, but we really went beyond the requirement as it is stated in that act and to focus on developing a community report that we can work on together. The partners that came together, obviously the Department of Health and Pima County, Dr. Garcia and his team were crucial in this effort. Banner University Medical Center was part of this project. Carondelet was as well. El Rio, Healthy Pima, the Pasquayaki and Northwest Healthcare and Medical Center. So it was really a community effort. It was a broad look that both did the data gathering, and we also did some comprehensive surveys that we worked with Strong Point Marketing here in Tucson to help us with that, so we could get the voice of the everyday consumer into this community health needs assessment.
How about poverty and health, Dr. Garcia? How important did that emerge in this survey?
Yeah, one of the things that is a truism when you were talking about almost any health issue is that there are two kind of overarching themes that always seem to play out. One is poverty, that is folks who are low income, folks who are really challenged from a socioeconomic standpoint, have shorter lives, are more likely to experience disease and disability at higher rates, are less likely to live a longer period of life. But the other piece is access to care. And access to care has a lot of different faces. Part of it is access to insurance. And certainly one of the great takeaways in the last few years has been that the Affordable Care Act has really brought in a lot of people in Pima County into the insurance system. But access to care also means being able to actually get to your primary care provider, whether she be a nurse practitioner or whether she's a doctor, being able to actually make contact with them to receive the services that you need.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to get the coverage, but another thing to actually see a physician.
Absolutely. And it's not just physicians, but all our allied advanced practice health professionals. I think that the key point here is that we need to continue to work on our primary care capacity in this town.
And speaking of primary care, and again, going back to what's going on right now with all the colds and the flus, if you do have a primary care physician, that should be your first call rather than the emergency room, Dr. Garcia.
Absolutely. You know, emergency rooms are really well designed to deal with life-threatening illness. You walk into TMC if you have a gunshot or if you have been in a car accident or if you're experiencing symptoms of a heart attack or a stroke. They do beautifully with those kinds of issues. I think primary care is not something that is easily delivered in an emergency room setting.
But there are ways, you were saying, Julia Strange, at TMC, that you can get an appointment with a primary care physician same day?
Absolutely. We have prioritized making same day and after hours appointments available. And I know that the other health systems in town, Northwest, Banner, and Carondelet, are all working hard to make that access available. So regardless of where your primary care provider is, call there first. Ask if there are options to go see primary care. Your waits will be less, mm-hmm. and your record will be actually with your primary care physician, and so you'll have that continuity, which will be helpful going forward.
All right, it's 12:15. Julia Strange of TMC and Dr. Francisco Garcia, the Pima County Health Director, will stick around for another segment. Before we get into our first break, I'm very proud of another new sponsor for the Buckmaster Show. I'm into gardening. I love roses. The place I go for all of my roses, Green Things. They are located on River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They have tons of summer flowers now available on huge pallets. They've got 13 acres. They expanded from 4, they're now to 13 acres. This is really, folks, a destination gardening spot for everything green. Green Things, check them out at greenthingsaz.com. All right, we'll be back talking about health right after this.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on a Thursday. Coming up tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, United States Representative Raul Grijalva will be here with me in studio for our Friday roundtable. But right now we're talking about the needs, the health needs of Pima County. Every 3 years something is done. It's called a Community Health Needs Assessment. And we're talking to Dr. Francisco Garcia. He is the Pima County Health Director. And Julia Strange is with us. She's a Vice President of Community Benefits at Tucson Medical Center. Dr. Garcia, this assessment, is it unique to Southern Arizona in some ways?
I'm really proud to say that in many ways we are way ahead of the curve nationally and certainly in the state. I think we are the only community where the range and type of partners have come together to do this kind of community health needs assessment. TMC, Banner, Carondelet at the time didn't have to come together. They chose to come together because they see a value in doing so. They brought a lot of other partners to the table, the health department, the Pascua-Yucca tribe, El Rio, Northwest Hospital. These folks didn't have to be at the table. They chose to be at the table. And that's simply because we really believe as a group that working from the same playbook is really essential. The Community Health Needs Assessment becomes that playbook from which we will work over the next few years.
Let's go back to our live line. A question about bottled water has come up from one of our listeners. Roberta has a question. Go ahead, Roberta.
Thank you. Yes, is it possible to get bottled water dispensers in the emergency department at TMC and maybe at all hospitals?
Okay.
Many of us cannot drink tap water with the chloramine in it.
Okay.
So from the perspective of Tucson Medical Center, the availability of bottled water in our lobbies, we do have cafes and different opportunities around the hospital for people to acquire water, and we do have vending machines.
It is available then if they want.
It is available, but that's something that I can certainly take back to our leadership and talk about whether there's an opportunity to provide that. There are some instances where we wouldn't want someone actually drinking water prior to being seen, but I think overall there could be an opportunity for that. So I'll take that back to the nursing team and see if there's something that we can do to address that.
A lot of us do carry bottles of water with us. There'd probably be nothing wrong with bringing your own bottle of water with you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And speaking of water, we talked, Dr. Garcia, in the summer about dehydration, but it doesn't go away in the winter, does it?
One of the things that we always forget about when the temperatures cool, as we live in the desert, is that the rate of evaporation of water from our bodies, from our skin, remains fairly elevated in these kind of dry climates. And so here in Arizona in particular, and here in Tucson in particular, we really need to remember that hydration isn't just a summer thing. It's something that we need to do year-round.
One of the takeaway messages, there were several messages that came out of this survey, the community health needs, one of them addressing anxiety and depression, disorders, substance abuse and dependency, injuries and accidents, and diabetes. I want to talk a little bit about substance abuse and dependency. Opiate use, widespread opiate use, Dr. Garcia, was identified, wasn't it?
Yes, it certainly was. So four major priority areas were identified: opioids, behavioral issues, accident and injury prevention, as well as diabetes. Opioids and substance abuse is a really important kind of national issue that is really emerging. We find ourselves in a situation where through the use of prescription medications, a lot of people are being introduced into the use of opioids. That's important because for some folks, that leads as a gateway into the use of heroin, which is much, much cheaper than prescription opioids. So we think that this is a really sort of critical piece. Our community thinks it's a really critical piece.
How about that, Julia Strange? You want to join in on that?
I would just echo what Dr. Garcia said. It is widespread in the community. It's another piece that impacts emergency departments in that there are people that are addicted, and they will come to the emergency departments seeking those prescription drugs for their use. And so it's just another way that the emergency department is being used and is further burdening that. But it's something that we need to come together. There's widespread interest in addressing this collectively, from the county health department to the mayor's task force and a variety of other organizations and initiatives that are really focused on this. And I think it's something that we could really make a dent in if we all come together.
There's been a huge amount of construction at Tucson Medical Center. If people have not been over in that part of town, perhaps they don't get over that way. With the building that's been going on, can you give us kind of a quick overview of what's gone on over there?
In the last 7 years, TMC has invested upwards of $250 million in our campus. We opened our new tower several years ago. Currently, if you come to our campus, you'll see construction on the southeast side, the place where most people know is where people go to visit the new babies. Mm-hmm. It's our women's center, and we opened our new GYN surgery center last year, and we're redoing that whole entrance. This is really one of the last major projects on that main campus because we've worked our way around that facility. We're proud of how we've done it because we've really capitalized on the history of the campus while making it as modern and state of the art as can be. Next, we'll be focusing on our Rincon Medical Campus, which is at Drexel and Houghton. It's a 44,000 square foot, $11 million project that will open later this year, and we're it's been very well received by the community in the southeast, looking for that kind of multi-specialty and primary care center.
And on your main campus, I'm delighted you were able to preserve a couple of very historic buildings because TMC has been around a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it started as, I believe, a place where people would come to recover from tuberculosis.
Absolutely. Yeah. We started as a tuberculosis sanatorium in the 1920s. The patio building, which is where my office is, was restored and is reopened that about just a little over a year ago. Really, in the attention to detail that went into that was superb. The Erickson building, which was one of the original buildings as well, has been through that process and has been restored. And so we're very proud of our history in the community. We are a nonprofit community hospital. We have our focus is to remain independent, to really be able to focus on the needs of the community and be responsive to what the community is looking for.
Dr. Garcia, what is then the takeaway message of this assessment, this 3-year assessment?
You know, there's a couple of things. First of all, that the glass is half full as much as it is half empty. There are many ways in which Pima County and this community in general is actually doing better than the rest of the state and the rest of the country. We are more physically active. We have a generally lower rate of smoking. We're doing better on a lot of cancer screening tests, especially in the area of gynecologic and women's cancers. So there are a lot of success stories that we need to build on and improve on and continue. But we also see that there's a lot of opportunities, and accident and injury prevention, and substance abuse, behavioral issues, and diabetes prevention remain the kinds of things that not only are objectively causing a lot of morbidity in this community, but that our community wants us to put together a response plan for.
Is there a place to see this actually online, the survey? Is that available?
Absolutely. So on our side, each of the partners is making this mm-hmm. community health needs assessment available through a variety of different platforms. On ours, which is pima.gov/health, you'll be able to go to a document called the Community Health Needs Assessment. Julia and the folks at TMC have done something similarly.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to have to wrap it up. Julia Strange from Tucson Medical Center, thank you for the input on what TMC is doing and bringing us up to date on really all the expansion and investment in this community. Did I hear you say $200-some million was something like that?
Over $250 million over the last 7 years.
That's good news. And Dr. Garcia, always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, 12:31 on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. From health to politics, former State Senator Kelly Ward is with us on the live line. We'll hear about how her run against John McCain is going. That's coming up right after this.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office. Plus, sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. My name is Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming KVOI.com and on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. To the Buckmaster Show live line we go, and we speak with former state lawmaker Kelly Ward, who represented Lake Havasu. She resigned earlier in the year so she could run full-time against the U.S. Senator, longtime sitting Senator John McCain. Kelly, how are you?
Hey, Bill. It's great to be with you. I am doing great. Things out here on the campaign trail are hot and heavy, I'll tell you that. Lots and lots of action, lots and lots of people who are really seeking a change in what's happening in Washington, D.C. A lot of people agree with me that Washington, D.C. cannot work. It is not working. It can't innovate. It can't get out of its own way. And they're looking for a way to change it. And they realize that the only way we can change Washington is by changing the people we send there. So that's what we're working on.
What would you say, Senator McCain, where is he most vulnerable, Kelly Ward?
Oh, boy. You know, he's vulnerable on so many issues, really. I think that the most telling is his stance on border security and illegal immigration. The last time that he ran, he said, build the dang fence. And we all wanted to believe him. But he instead, once he got the conservative votes behind him, he went straight back to Washington, D.C. and headed up, not just joined, headed up the Gang of Eight and that amnesty bill that so many people find offensive and wrong. And so I think he's very vulnerable there, also because border security is national security. People are worried about the security of our nation, and if we don't have secure borders, we can't have a safe, sovereign nation. We can't protect our land, and we can't protect our people. And so that definitely is a big area of vulnerability. I think he's vulnerable on the economy as well. He's been in D.C. way too long, that's for sure. That really, that's not even argued by anyone that I talked to. And he's become a big spending Democrat-lite Republican. And people are looking for someone who will go there and stand up for small government, for lower taxes, for having a very strong military, and for expecting personal responsibility and following the Constitution. That's what people are looking for, but Senator McCain has not been able to deliver on any of those things, really, over time. He's voted for tax hikes. He's voted for bailouts. He's voted for massive, massive new spending, kicking the can down the road. 15 times he's voted to increase the debt ceiling. You know, the list goes on and on and on. I think that he's very vulnerable there. I also think he's vulnerable in what has happened with our veterans, especially right here in the Tucson area with the Tucson, I mean, in the Phoenix area with the Phoenix VA. The Tucson VA, I think, is doing great. They provide excellent care, and they haven't seemed to have the communication problems and the culture problems that exist in Phoenix. And that happened on John McCain's watch. Arguably, he is the most well-known veteran in this country, and he allowed all of these things to happen. You know, over 300,000 veterans dying because of VA bureaucracy while they wait in line. I just saw an article today that they shut down the operating rooms at the VA, at least for a week, So people who have surgeries that are scheduled are not going to be able to have those. Now, of course, they have to be sure that they're protecting those patients, that their ventilation systems are working well. But I don't know how it's going to bode for the health of those veterans who have been waiting for those surgeries and how they're going to get those scheduled back, you know, the people who are missing out over time. So there's lots and lots of problems, lots of vulnerabilities. I've been on the phone all day today talking to people from all around Arizona, from Peoria to Tucson to the Grand Canyon to Scottsdale to Chandler, and to a person, they really are looking for a competent, capable, qualified person who can take the reins and hit the ground running in Washington, D.C., and they think that that is me, and I'm glad to be able to be that alternative to Senator McCain and the over 30 years of what we have had so far.
We're speaking with former state lawmaker Kelly Ward, Dr. Kelly Ward. Kelly Ward is a physician who practices in Lake Havasu City, and she is trying to unseat John McCain. Some have said this is really a long shot because you just don't, you've got just a fraction of the money that John McCain has raised. What do you say to those people?
Well, you know, I think that that's true. This is something historical that's never been done, but I think if there's a time to make history, this is the year. You've seen the outsider candidates across the board for the presidential on both the Republican and the Democrat side who are surging and who are getting support of the people because the people are angry and they're disturbed and they're frustrated and they're disappointed and they're disgusted to a point. And they're looking for an outsider, somebody, though, who has the skills and the abilities to be able to do the job in Washington. You think about this. The 535 people that are in Washington, D.C. right now, as our representatives are in Congress and in the Senate, they would love all of us to believe that they're the only 535 people in this whole exceptional country of over 300 million people that can go to Washington and do this the job that they really aren't even doing at this point. And so that's why people are looking for that alternative, and that's why it's possible at this time. I will tell you, you know, John McCain will probably always have more money than I do. He's got connections. He's got sponsors that are going to be able to come up with money. I mean, obviously his wife is a multimillionaire as well. But we are going to be able to use our money wisely. I'm a fiscal conservative. I am a good steward of that campaign dollar that comes into my campaign. And I was able to raise a lot of money so far, and I am raising more. I was able to raise more money in my first quarter out than any insurgent candidate for the United States Senate over the last four cycles, other than Senator Ted Cruz. So that includes people like Marco Rubio and Tom Cotton and Joni Ernst and Rand Paul. You know, I raised more than they did whenever they were first in, and they were successful, and we can be successful.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze a quick call in for Kelly Ward. Eric is called, and he wants to talk about the VA system. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, hi, Dr. Ward. You know, I also believe it's way past time for Senator McCain to hang it up. I'm very, very frustrated with him. But I would like to inform you that the Tucson VA is not in good order, and there's been some big stories, I think they were in last week in the news, about how their doctors are quitting and dropping off like flies. It was a big story in the local news. So before you make that statement again about the Tucson VA being in good order, I recommend that you bone up on the news in Tucson of last week. It was a big story, and it's causing more delays in VA patients being able to see their doctors.
I think that was on KGUN Channel 9, if I'm correct,
I hate to
Eric.
Hear that.
Thank you, Eric. Okay.
Thank you, Eric. I think that it's all relative to the Phoenix VA, because really the Phoenix VA is so bad. But I'm sure that across the board, these gigantic government bureaucracies that we have poured our veterans into without any choice, without any competition, all have issues that could be addressed. I saw a story that said that right now the VA suicide hotline goes to voicemail. When someone calling a hotline because they feel as though they are at their wit's end and willing to take their own lives, it cannot go to voicemail. It has to go to a person who can help that person on the other side.
Yeah, that is so true. That's just unacceptable. Yes. Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up, Dr. Ward. Your big van, your bus, it's got a picture of you on the couple of renderings of you on the side, and you're all over Arizona, huh?
Yes, I'll be down in Sonoyta tonight. You know, I'm pretty soon after I get off the phone with you, I'm heading down to Sonoyta to meet with people down south. And yes, we are all over this state. People can get in touch, though. If you can't get see me in person, which I would love to meet people in person, you can sign up to find out where I'll be at kellyward.com, KellyWard.com, Kelly with an I, because I care about the people. And if you aren't able to, you can always communicate with me on social media, Kelly Ward AZ on Twitter, Kelly Ward for Arizona on Facebook, and I do my best to answer everyone who sends in a question.
Thank you, Kelly Ward, for being with us. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Kelly Ward with us on The Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Kelly was speaking of being on the road. How about a road trip? Silver City. It's only 3 hours east of Tucson and very convenient. Just pretty much head east on I-10. Take a left at Lordsburg and head up to Silver City in Grant County. It's really a historic part of the southwestern United States. Downtown Silver City, there is so much to do. Antiquing, good restaurants, and then go hiking in the Gila National Wilderness and visit the historic Cliff Dwellings National Monument, one of the first national monuments in the United States. That dates back to really Teddy Roosevelt days in the early 1900s. So it's really something to see. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, great places to stay like Homestead RV Park, Spirit Canyon Lodge, and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. Check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org. It's the Buckmaster Show on a Thursday. We continue with Dr. Robert Hendricks, our education contributor, right after we hear from the fine group of people who support our product.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Lewis.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Don Pooley.
Hey there.
Dave Barry.
Great to see you.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Thanks for coming.
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here.
Brenda Viner.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Joseph Blair.
You're
Bill Viner.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Hussey.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Aren't you?
Bob Logan.
Hey, this is great. My neighbor's here.
Dane Wall.
Hey, Ken, look who's here.
Hey, it's Gilbert Luna, our director of operations. He's incredible. So good to see you. How you doing, Gilbert?
I'm doing great. Hey, Ken, looks like we did it again. Another 5-star event.
Man, wait until everybody finds out what we have in the works, like our Monteverde Grill. It's a gourmet kitchen on wheels, a 5-star restaurant. It's incredible. And our new high-tech selfie photo booth. Wow, it will be a hit at any special event. Learn more online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future, more at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
It is exactly 12:50 in the afternoon in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, and we welcome on our live line Dr. Robert Hendricks, former superintendent of the Flowing Well School District, one-time Arizona top school superintendent of the year. He is associate professor emeritus at the UA College of Education, where he's the former head of the Department of Educational Policy Studies and Practice. We are delighted to have him as our contributor on education to the Buckmaster Show, one of two dozen or so contributors who believe in what we do here and are regular supporters of our work. Dr. Hendricks, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill, and yourself?
Doing very well. I want to begin today with this investigation by USA Today Network found fundamental defects in the teacher screening systems used to ensure the safety of children in the nation's more than 13,000 school districts. Boy, this was a real eye-opener, Bob.
This is a huge investigation, Bill, and you know, we see headlines all the time, and we just sort of scratch our head and we say, how can this person possibly be hired, particularly if they have a sordid or criminal history? And we see stories of teachers who have had their licenses revoked, and they simply cross state lines, and they end up with employment elsewhere.
That's hard to believe. I mean, so there could be basically criminals in our class teaching our kids.
There could be. I'm pleased to say that in the state of Arizona, there is a statutory requirement that all applicants go through a pre-check, a criminal pre-check, a fingerprint pre-check. And that is really, really important because I think we are able to sort out at least those individuals who have a criminal history. That's not the case in every state. There are some states that simply leave it up to local school districts to determine whether a person is eligible or not. So we do have a fingerprinting requirement in the state, and that's very, very helpful for those who have been reported and who have a criminal record. But that doesn't really address everyone because there are unfortunately situations that remain unreported. There are cases that perhaps don't involve sexual abuse or physical assault that don't get reported, and so there's some things that fall between the cracks. Now, in the USA Today report, they graded each state for their responsiveness and watchguard status on these particular incidences. And our state got a B. That's B as in boy, which is a pretty good rating. They looked at a strong state level of screening, before licensing, and the mandatory reporting was very, very good. However, in last year, our own State Department looked at our record of mandatory reporting, and there were 22% of educators that were disciplined in our state that failed to be reported on the national database.
Yeah, and so in the wake of this USA Today network, there's all sorts of fallout, isn't there?
There is. Part of the problem, Bill, is that this database that referred to is a voluntary program.
Oh.
It's set up on a national basis, but states can elect to participate or choose not to participate. In fact, there are 11 states that don't participate.
Mm.
So it's one of these situations where if there's not 100% reciprocity between states, things are going to fall between the cracks. And ultimately, you could end up with an individual in your school district that has not been properly vetted.
What kind of cases are we talking about? What kind of activities, perhaps a teacher, what do they range a teacher who's gotten into trouble? What's kind of the range of the different grievances against some of these people?
Well, the least of the range would be, for example, someone that would be reported to the state for breaking their contract.
Hmm.
While that might be a serious matter, it certainly is not to the extent that where we go to the other extreme of sexual abuse or physical assault. But all of these reports are supposed to be voluntarily submitted to the national database, and in fact, a state looking at an individual district looking at hiring someone would be able to access that database and determine if there's some kind of sanction against that individual.
So it really becomes fully, it's so important that there's transparency, I guess, with the parents of children who interacted with some of these teachers and had a bad experience to report them, correct?
There is. And, you know, part of the system that disturbs me, beyond the fact that we don't have all states participating, is that I think there are mitigating circumstances sometimes where districts make decisions not to report. They might, for example, negotiate with a teacher that as a result of that person resigning, that they not report the infraction. And so it's never going to be a perfect system unless everyone plays by the rules. But the ideal situation would be that any infraction that would be reportable, that would be deemed reportable, should be reported and should be part of this database. For example, I'm aware of a situation many, many years ago where there was a kindergarten teacher that was striking children. And the district decided that in return for her resignation that they would not report the incident. These kinds of things, I think, are unacceptable. These are the circumstances that we want to have reported.
So that's very troubling that there could be these kind of unwritten agreements between a school district and a teacher that's got a bad record. We won't say anything, and so it's just sort of swept under the rug. So that's very, very troubling.
It is troubling, and I don't want to suggest in a generalized statement that this happens very often, but I will tell you that it does happen. And again, you know, beyond the fact that all states should participate and all districts should participate, unfortunately, the fingerprinting and the criminal screening does not solve the problem. It takes care of the serious sexual abuse, sexual predator offenses. It may take care of some of the physical assaults, but it doesn't take care of other kinds of things, such as teacher harassment of students, issues that might be considered of a lesser nature, but needless to say, still might not be a teacher that you would want to employ in a classroom.
Dr. Hendricks, thank you very much for bringing this to our attention. It is certainly, it's troubling and it's very important. It needs to be talked about. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Robert Hendricks, the Buckmaster Show contributor on education, coming up this afternoon. We do 6 hours of local talk, more than any other Tucson radio station. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4, 4 to 5 with Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning we do 4 hours, 6 to 10. Wake Up Tucson is the first 2 hours of that 4 hours with Chris and Joe, the Daily Double from 8 to 9. And then Sean McCluskey from 9 to 10 with his program, Talk of the Town. I'll be back with our Friday Focus interview. Tom Fairbanks will be with me for that, making sure everything goes very well as we speak with United States Representative Raul Grijalva. Then we'll have our Friday roundtable. Till then, I hope it's a great afternoon and evening for you.